This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Vivian Castleberry, a pioneer in North Texas journalism, died yesterday after battling breast cancer. She was 95. Castleberry broke barriers during her decades-long career as a journalist and peace activist. When Vivian Castleberry took over as editor of the Dallas Times-Herald's women's pages in 1956, she wasn't interested in covering what her bosses thought she should cover.
I was working for an all-male management who thought that women were interested only in what women traditionally did. I knew that there were stories out there that were not being covered, and I wanted to hold those stories up to a reading public that was ready for them.
That was Castleberry in an interview with KERA earlier this year. Instead of focusing on food, fashion, and society, she pushed back, including stories in the newspaper about women's rights, child abuse, and depression. KERA's Lee Cullum worked at the Dallas Times-Herald with Castleberry. She said her colleague called herself a bridge between the women of Dallas and the newspaper. Castleberry encouraged women to go to her if they needed to get a message out.
There was a time when Gloria Steinem and others were working and fighting for the second wave of feminism, and Vivian would make sure it was covered. It isn't that it wasn't in the air, it was, but newspapers at that time were very capable of ignoring things that didn't appeal to them. Well, Vivian wouldn't let it be ignored. Into her section would Gloria Steinem go.
Castleberry later would become the first woman appointed to the editorial board of the Dallas Times-Herald. Rena Peterson, who worked at the Dallas Morning News, including as editorial page editor, felt a connection with Castleberry.
Vivian Castleberry and I actually were rivals of a sort because we worked for competing newspapers, but we were also allies because we both believed very strongly in elevating the roles of women in the newsroom and in society.
Peterson called Castleberry a trailblazer, someone who earned the respect of colleagues in the business and people in the community.
In those days, early on in newspapers, women were expected sometimes to make the coffee. And Vivian, I think, helped make the point that they could be expected to get the scoops as well.
Castleberry won several journalism awards for her work. She raised five daughters and juggled work and parenting alongside her husband, Curtis W. Castleberry.
Kurt and I talked long hours about whether or not I could pull this off because I was working at the time when a woman's place was in the home and she was not expected to go out and have a career.
Castleberry was born in the 1920s and grew up in East Texas. Her dad was injured as a soldier during World War I, and that left her mom to take on a lot of the responsibilities at home. Her dad taught her some lessons.
I am the daughter of a World War I veteran who, around our dining room table, would very often say that there are better ways of solving the world's problems than by killing each other.
In 1984, Castleberry retired from the Times-Herald. She became a peace activist. She founded Peacemakers, Inc. and traveled several times to Russia, where she helped lead women's leadership conferences. Cullum says Castleberry's role in bringing attention to international issues was significant.
When the arms race was still hot and well underway, she had a big meeting here in Dallas of women from all over the world to press for peace. And I thought it was very important, maybe the most important thing she did.
Earlier this year, the former journalist turned peacemaker reflected on her life.
I have lived a life that very few people get to live. And I don't have time for regrets because there are other things still waiting for me to do.
She said her health was winding down and her days were numbered. But Vivian Castleberry said she was living life to the fullest. Stella Chavez, KERA News.